In the 60s, when we used to watch satellites go by, all the welders, we used to sit out for a break in the front of the plate shop, hot and sweaty, and the Subway Star used to print reports on the front page every night. Satellite will be seen at 10:15, will be seen at 11:20, will be seen at 12, so every hour and 8 minutes. And we used to watch for this. We were excited about these things. Well, this particular night, we were watching at 10:15. The shadows of darkness had settled in, and we were watching it coming from the west, and slowly gaining, slight inclination in the sky. And lo and behold, a UFO come out of the east, over the CIL building, as I would call it, come from that direction generally. And we're saying, my God, I said to my friend Kelly, these look like they're on a collision course. You know, they look like 3 feet apart in the sky, but in the same line with your eyes. So we're watching this and we're watching this. The UFO is blinking bright white at the satellite, which we know is a satellite. It's just the dull star-like color. Seemed to have a wobble because of the atmosphere going through the sky. So when they're about 2 inches apart, which is probably a couple hundred miles, it looks like they're going to hit. And then all of a sudden, the UFO blink, 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 and then a bright white comes out of it, almost like a flash. And it as approaches, and then it stops momentarily, maybe 3-4 seconds, and it picks up from that point, and it keeps going in a westerly direction. The satellite is no longer there. There was nothing in the paper the next day, but 3 days later, there was a casual mention from NASA that this particular NASA satellite, which should be there, wasn't. Mechanical troubles, or not reflecting in the right direction, or they've lost their signal, but it was very vague, because everything was vague in those days. A year later, it was either in Time or National Geographic, it was reported that the satellite that was missing for 365 days on this given day, it was either July or August, was put back in the sky at exactly the same point that it disappeared, going in the same trajectory at the same speed. How's that for UFO snatching, you know, or a UFO snatching satellite, putting it back after examining it and putting it back exactly a year to the day? That must have had the people at NASA really talking about that one. And at least it got into a magazine or two about it, you know, leaked out that it was put back and NASA was happy.